in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 41 and 42, tells us that Philip first finds his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus saw him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is by interpretation a stone. Jesus said that Andrew's brother was Simon, but he shall be called Cephas, a stone. Jesus saw Cephas as what he really was, a hot-headed, impetuous man, a rough fisherman with a hot head. He could utter great words of love, yet have the lips of a denier and a blasphemer. He was able to soar to great heights, yet sink to the depths of contrition. At one time, we find him a companion of the Lord on the blessed holy mountain of Transfiguration. But later on, we have him swearing that he never knew the Lord. Peter forsook all to follow Christ, yet at the end forsook him in the garden. Is not this the picture drawn from life? Are not the same almost unbelievable contrasts descriptive of many saints today? Peter has the virtues and the vices, the lights and the shadows. Because Peter was naturally impetuous and forceful, it may be that the hardest lesson that Peter had to learn under the tutelage of Jesus was that of restraint. As we know, Jesus succeeded in harnessing the Niagara forces within the fisherman's nature for dynamic service among the lost sheep in the house of Israel. Peter's impetuous nature made him forthright and outspoken. Among his traits was intuition, enabling him to look instantly to the heart of a situation and then acting decisively, promptly, and without hesitation. Peter was headlong, hasty, speaking unadvisedly, yet ready to repent. Peter's too hot heart was gradually brought under control till it became the seat in Peter's bosom of a deep, pure, undivided love and adoration for Jesus Christ. Regardless of the consequences, Peter was frank, outspoken, and generous in his impulses, even when mistaken. At times he was lacking in personal reserve, and his hot-headed impatience got him in trouble. Peter acted on the rule, when in doubt, speak up. Yet in spite of his reckless tongue and lack of caution, Jesus chose him as an apostle. Peter was quick on the trigger, a man who does things first and thinks them over. Such a man will make mistakes, but he made other things also. Was it Abraham Lincoln who said that he who never makes a mistake never makes anything? Was Peter the kind of person who didn't wait to watch which way the cat would jump? Or was he the kind of a man who makes the cat jump his way? Yet we know that Peter, under the teachings and fellowship of our Lord, learned how to curb his impulses. Jesus succeeded in mastering Peter's soul, as the teaching of 1 and 2 Peter clearly tells us. The prophecy was fulfilled. Thou art and thou shalt be at the outset. At the outset, Peter was a man of the strongest and most willful and most wavered impulse, which if not controlled would lead to destruction. But as he continued to live under our Lord's leadership and teaching, the lion in Peter became more lamb-like. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.